It's Tuesday, September 22nd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. A big thank you to my colleague Mo Kelly for filling in for me while I was on vacation. He did a wonderful job, and we have one more story from him. Have you noticed that your trash has expanded along with your waistline with all that ordering in you've been doing during the pandemic? Tom Sietsema, food critic at the Washington Post, joins us with tips on minimizing your trash pileup from all those takeout containers.
Joining us right now is Tom Sietsema, food critic for the Washington Post. Tom, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
In a normal year, you'd be commenting, I would think, on the food and presentation within the confines of a restaurant. But now we get to talk about to-go containers and their unintended trash consequences. Let me start with this. Environmental implications aside, what has been the trash pileup consequence for you?
Well, as a food critic, I generally eat out at least 10 meals a week. So I'm bringing all these containers into my home now, right? And over the summer, I just said, I'm going to start collecting these and see how much this all adds up to. So for 3 weeks earlier this summer, I collected packaging from about 30 different takeout orders. And I was shocked by what I got at the end of 3 weeks. It filled two big recycling containers, about 100 gallons of space altogether. And that's just one person ordering. Obviously, you know, a food critic can over-order so they can sample a range of a menu. But in this case, you know, I could have been like a family of two or a family of four, right? And just shocked me. And we spread it out on my backyard and took a photograph of it. And, oh, boy, did I feel guilty.
Why did you feel guilty? Because just the trash piling up itself? Or were you thinking about environmental conditions or what have you?
Like a lot of people, I do try to be a good steward. I think I do a good job of recycling in my personal life and certainly my professional life. You know, I'm always sending leftovers home with friends and things like that. But in this case, I think, as a lot of experts told me too, people were thinking safety and health first. And a lot of us, or many of us, were not prepared to cook up to 21 meals a week for ourselves at home, right? So takeout from restaurants has been a real lifeline. We've also been supporting restaurants that way too, especially in larger urban areas like Washington, LA, New York. You know, there's this huge spike in takeout. And I wanted to be a good steward, but I wanted to also show myself, like, this is how much trash you're taking in just through a restaurant and is going out the back door. And again, it really overwhelmed me when I saw the amount just spread out on my back lawn.
I would argue you are an exceptional case, if only because you are having to and intentionally eat out every single meal as opposed to some families who will be cooking some of those meals. But let's get down to the nitty gritty. How do you recommend going about minimizing the amount of trash that you are creating through these takeout boxes and containers?
I'm starting this Just Say No campaign reimagined for 2020 and beyond. I think we all need to ask ourselves questions, first of all. Do we really need napkins, utensils, condiments? Oftentimes, that signals a no for me, right? So I think just like these little modest measures certainly add up. There's often an option when you're ordering from the delivery apps or from the restaurants themselves to decline plastic and other utensils if you don't want them. I think it's important to ask restaurants, too, what kind of material they're using. Obviously, you don't want to do this at prime time, but make inquiries and let restaurants know that this matters to you, because only with that sort of feedback can we affect change, or can restaurants change what they do. You know, if enough people get on board and call and ask questions, obviously, initially, of course, it was very difficult for restaurants. A lot of places were not prepared for the volume of takeout that they got, right? And they had to scramble to just get any kind of takeout packaging they could. Well, now, 7 months into the pandemic, and things have calmed down somewhat, and people have had a little time to investigate packaging solutions. And I think this is an ideal time for restaurants to change if, in fact, they want to. I think it's also really important to remember to use the fewest resources possible. Maybe order several meals that might cover a few days, or do a group order with neighbors or people who have similar tastes as you. The whole point is to get packaging that is recyclable or compostable and to do it with as little energy as possible. And let restaurants know you want that option again.
Tom, before I let you go, I would want to know whether the packaging of the food has impacted your discriminating palate in any way. Do you notice, is there a noticeable change?
I oftentimes replace food that I get just to kind of recreate that experience that I miss of dining in a dining room. So I put barbecue on fine china or, you know, Vietnamese soups or anything like that. But I will try and recreate a bit of a civilized, normal environment for myself by replating it at home and certainly using my own utensils. And by the way, isn't all our food better when it's not eaten with plastic forks, knives, spoons? You can make that experience for yourself a lot better by just using your own plates and utensils.
And there you have it. He is Tom Sietsema, food critic and now trash critic for the Washington Post. I don't think you intended to get that added onto your resume, but it's now there. Tom,
I'll take it.
Tom, thank you for your time today.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check us out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.